Thank you very much, Mr. President. Let me once again express our appreciation to you for convening this important plenary meeting on disarmament education. Our delegation is also grateful to the panelists for their valuable contributions. On today's anniversary of the Normandy invasion, Canada honors those who fought against tyranny on D-Day in Europe in 1944, and also those who stood up to tyranny since then. Many of them paid the ultimate price, and our delegation is grateful to them and their families. Our delegation joins others in underlining the importance and our support for disarmament education, including the involvement of youth and women. In that regard, we welcome the support provided by the United Nations, including UNIDIR, UN member states, educational institutions, as well as civil society. We applaud Japan, Mexico, and the Republic of Korea for their leadership on resolutions on disarmament education and on youth. Important examples of disarmament education work have been noted by the panelists and by states, including training for diplomats in Geneva and fellowships for women and youth. We note that in 2022, the Conference on Disarmament held a formal plenary with a panel of youth disarmament champions sharing their views. We would like to see this occur more often. Finally, I note that our delegation appreciated the opportunity to engage with disarmament fellows yesterday for a discussion on the BWC. We welcome their presence in Geneva and extend our best wishes to them. Thank you, Mr. President.
Ashkura.